Our TV critic David Bianculli says it's been an up-and-down year for TV's dramatic series. And when looking at the five best dramas on primetime TV right now, he says there are a few surprises and one potential shock.
If you'd asked me 2 years ago, or three or four, to name the best drama series on TV, my answer would come immediately and emphatically: NBC's Homicide: Life on the Street. But for several reasons, that's not true anymore. For one reason, Homicide got softer this season, at least in the first half, and lost its focus and some of its edge. Since January, the stories have gotten stronger again, although one recent episode, about a murderer who broadcast his killings live on the internet, felt more like a leftover script from Profiler than a Homicide original. Another reason Homicide has slipped from the top slot in my personal ranking of TV's best primetime dramas is that NYPD Blue has gotten so much better this year. The way the show said goodbye to Jimmy Smits's Bobby Simone and has made room for Rick Schroeder's Danny Sorensen really gave NYPD Blue a boost. The nice touches and twists keep coming, too. In tonight's episode, one more familiar character dies, and another one joins the squad room as a weekly regular. So right now, at this point in the season, I'd have to rank NYPD Blue above Homicide. And above them both, in the top slot, I'd put The Practice, the David E. Kelly courtroom drama that this year has the best scripts and a lot of the best acting on network TV. You can also find great scripts and great acting on Ally McBeal, Kelly's other TV show, but that show classifies itself as a comedy. Actually, it's one of those ambitious hybrids that television has never found a good name or category for. Back when Lou Grant spun off Ed Asner's character from the Mary Tyler Moore Show into an hour-long series, 21 years ago, it was called a drama, even though plenty of scenes were played for laughs. On the other hand, even though MASH got very serious at times, it always was considered, and classified, a comedy. Other groundbreaking semi-serious half-hour comedies, like The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd and Frank's Place, were called dramedies, a terrible stupid word that never really stuck. By the time Northern Exposure mixed comedy and drama in a one-hour format, it was called a drama, period, and even won an Emmy for Best Dramatic Series, even though its creators, in their acceptance speech, admitted they really considered it a comedy. The truth is, any show that's got enough drama in it to make you cry and enough comedy to make you laugh should be eligible in either category. That's why I'm adding Ally McBeal to my list of TV's top five dramas, and it's also why I'm adding what I consider to be the shocker on this list, the WB series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You heard me correctly. Yes, this series is about high schoolers who band together at night to save their community and the world from vampires and zombies and other demons that just happen to be drawn to the neighborhood hellmouth. And plenty of the scenes and lines are laugh-out-loud funny. But Buffy also has more romantic angst than just about any other TV show on the air these days, as well as real characters who react in real ways to their often very unreal experiences. Last week, for example, Sarah Michelle Gellar's Buffy and her other superpowered friend, Eliza Dushku's Faith, were out slaying vampires when Faith messed up and rammed her wooden stake into the heart of a guy who turned out to be human. He died instantly in a death scene that was as unsettling as it was unexpected. And in tonight's episode, the girls are still trying to deal with it. Faith's in denial, while Buffy is haunted by what happened.
Buffy, I'm not going to see anything. I missed the mark last night, and I'm sorry about the guy. I really am. But it happens. Anyways, how many people do you think we've saved by now? Thousands? And didn't you stop the world from ending? Because in my book, that puts you and me in the plus column.
We help people. It doesn't mean we can do whatever we want.
Why not? The guy I offed was no Gandhi. I mean, we just saw he was mixed up in dirty dealings.
Maybe. But what if he was coming to us for help?
What if he was? You're still not seeing the big picture, B. Something made us different. We're warriors. We were built to kill.
To kill demons. But it does not mean that we get to pass judgment on people like we're better than everybody else.
We are better. That's right. Better. People need us to survive. In the balance, nobody's gonna cry over some random bystander who got caught in the crossfire.
I am.
That's your loss.
Because of scenes like this, Buffy rounds out my top five. So that's it. Two law shows, two cop shows, and a show about not-so-fearless vampire killers. There may not be a lot of variety, but there sure is a lot of quality.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.